talking dirty and everything.
10-4. 10-4.
In the wee hours, your mind gets hazy. Radio relay towers won't lead me to my baby. The radio's jammed up.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Bacon, sign of evil number 4.
We're continuing our sign of evil countdown. Here's Vanessa Williams.
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Find out where the music takes Chris Bowers on the next Deep Threes as he folds hip-hop and soundtrack influences into his evolved jazz sound. Plus tracks from Morcabella, Echoplex, Kangdon Ray, and Clinton Shorter. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Gassman of Arlington, Virginia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Luke Parsnow reports in New York State of Politics that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now considers Columbia, Albany, and Rensselaer counties as having, and I quote, high, end quote, community levels of the coronavirus. The CDC now recommends citizens now wear masks inside in public. In all, New York has 36 counties as having high community levels of COVID-19. The rest of the Hudson Valley are considered at medium risk right now, with only 3 New York counties considered low risk. Albany County reported May 6th its highest COVID-19 hospitalization rate since mid-February. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "This is one of the most concerning updates I've provided in a long time. The daily average of new COVID infections continues to increase and has now trended above 200. The number of residents currently in the hospital with the virus is now the highest it's been since February 17th. And sadly, individuals continue to succumb to COVID complications." Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee approved $250,000 in funding for body and car cameras for Greene County sheriffs during its meeting May 4th. The full legislature is expected to vote on them. County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "It started 2 years ago when we had the Police Reform Committee. It was a recommendation that came out of the Police Reform Committee, and then during the next year's budget cycle, the board turned down the request to go to body cams. Now, Sheriff Pete Kaminsky has brought it back up because there's a general assumption that any accredited agency will pretty much be mandated to have them now. So that's pretty much being forced," end quote. Groden was pitching the cameras as police helpers. He said, and I quote, "I think more often than not, it exonerates an officer versus not, particularly with the car cameras, because we'll have one that actually shoots to the back seat. So if you try to bang your head against the back window and say, 'Hey, I got beat up,' it's going to be filmed," end quote. The story says, under the proposal, it will cost Greene County $29,940 for 60 body cameras, $106,650 for 27 police car camera kits, and $25,299 for installation in 38 police vehicles. Grodin says Greene County will hire someone to edit and process the camera recordings. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that since Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned, the state has been moving at a similar pace to begin recreational cannabis sales. The New York legislature voted for legalizing cannabis, and Cuomo signed the measure a year ago. But then the Cuomo administration did little to build the state infrastructure to begin retail sales. Cuomo never appointed regulators to begin the process, which Governor Kathy Hochul did after she took office last August. Imani Dawson, an activist who pushed for legalization, said, and I quote, "They're taking time to be intentional. States that move really quickly tend to overlook things that they have to then go back and fix in hindsight, or they are dealing with unintended consequences," end quote. Arizona only took 3 months from legalization to sales, while Maine took 4 years. There, Governor Paul LePage opposed legalization. Heather Trella, a marijuana policy researcher at the SUNY Rockefeller Institute of Government, said, and I quote, "Governor LePage vetoed a lot of things because he didn't want it to happen. And then the pandemic hit, and that certainly delayed their initial plan," end quote. Officials have predicted that retail sales will begin in 2023 in New York. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weather update. On Saturday, there will be a chance of rain. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 53 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 38 degrees. And on Sunday, Mother's Day, partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 40 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joan Schumann of Watsonville, California. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
Big lies and words, counting on chaos for lifting the curse. Shine today, steal and go, light the way for tomorrow. Someone change the locks outside, there's no place to run and hide.
Some brand new music from Calexico, the rhythm section of Joey Burns and John Convertino. They've been playing together now for 32 years. And Calexico, the band, has just released their 13th studio album in April. It's called El Mirador. It's on Anti Records and also on City Slang Records. And this is maybe my favorite of all of their albums so far, if that's possible. A band that I love, but this is really an outstanding record. Playing their sound, which has been described as desert noir. It's kind of the border sounds of mariachi, banda, conjunto, and cumbia, along with indie rock and jazz in a totally unique mix. We heard the song Cumbia Peninsula from the new album El Mirador from Calexico.
Number nine.
Without love, there's no,
no, no electricity. Let me speak from the heart. We've got love. There's no, no, no electricity.
That was the Ibibi Sound Machine with Electricity from 2022.
Number
8.
Here are four legendary jazz names. On reeds, Daniel Carter. On piano, Matthew Shipp. On bass, William Parker. And on drums, Gerald Cleaver. This is the song Sun Verified from the 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2.
Thank you.
number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt make up the Jaded Azzurides. This is their 2022 song Dreamland Fire from the 5 for 5 EP.
The next door neighbor might be a problem. He asked me to let him into the basement to make a repair. Buckling joists, stair lip, quarter round, mold on a cardboard box. Hide here, under this table. Voices in the kitchen. Can I have a bite? You ask such penetrating questions. Roughened hands scrape dust, ridden with fleas. Heavy weight on my chest. I press the curve of a rib, then the rib next to it, until I find the spot that hurts. Everyone is laughing. My organs crush together. Light a candle. Leave the room. Lock the door. It's a kind of suicide. The woods and water are on fire. The village is on fire. The amusement park burns down. It seems final, but it isn't.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
That's a 2022 song from the band Glove called Radio Out on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Numbers.
Song from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos from their Thrill Jockey album. That's the song Flash Cube Fogwares Glucha Afarish Slow.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Thank you.
Congotronics International there performing with Deerhoof, Juana Molina, the Kashia All-Stars, and others on a 2022 song called Where's the One?
Number
three.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
Was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
two.
Thank you.
Fatima El Khadiri on the radio at WGXC with Witchcraft from the 2022 album La Abuela on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dimaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC. Here is new music released in 2022 from the Anti-Dawn EP. This is Burial, and the track is called Strange Neighborhood.
came around my way.
Make me feel like I'm alone. of my way.
My love, my love.